We're now going to take a close look at the pages exercise and actually walk you through it. To begin with, let's just define what pages mean. So write down the letter P, underneath that the letter A, underneath that the letter G. The E you can leave out and put the S at the bottom. And the words we're going to attach to these letters are, for P, we're going to put in please. And under A, by A, we're going to say appreciation. G is going to be gifts, G-I-F-T-S, gifts. And S is going to be simcha, no, like simcha, happiness. And as I said, pages, the exercise is used to transform feelings that you carry around with you, repetitive feelings that you've struggled with over the years, maybe your whole life, or maybe just over the past year or so. But these are consistent feelings that return. I feel like a failure. I feel like unfulfilled. I feel hopeless. I don't like my body image. And then transform them into a different kind of appreciation of who you are. For example, I want to feel hopeful. I want to like myself. I want to care about others. I want to be grateful for what I have in my life. I want to experience and know my life mission, what I want to achieve in my life. I want to appreciate my achievements and not take them for granted. I want to be warm. I want to be thoughtful. I want to be loyal and serious and dedicated and responsible. Endless list of positive menuchos hanefesh feelings about yourself. And by the way, the difference between fact that we learned before, the second of the guiding lights and pages, is that fact deals with intrusive thoughts that pop into your head. There doesn't have to be any consistency. They're just kind of random thoughts. Maybe about yourself, about your spouse, about your children. But it's more of a thought. Pages deals with ongoing, consistent, persistent negative feelings. I feel like I'll never come out on top. I'll always go through life feeling deprived, right? These are consistent, persistent negative feelings. So, with this clarification between fact and pages, let's begin. Before we actually do the pages exercise, I'd like you to write down a list of qualities that you would like to experience about yourself. Let me throw out a few and you can add some more if you'd like to. I would like to feel optimistic about my life. I would like to feel dedicated to a life mission. I would like to feel that my life has a purpose and a meaning. I'd like to feel proud of my accomplishments and achievements, regardless of what they are. I would like to remember that Hashem loves me and that others love me, that I am a lovable person who can share love in return. These are just a few, and you can write them down or just kind of let them sit in your mind. And with this, we can begin the pages exercise. So let's say you're having a feeling, a negative feeling. about your life has no meaning, has no purpose. You're pessimistic. You go through life feeling deprived, feeling frightened, scared, tense. So in the same way, in fact, that we ascertained that every thought can only be in existence because Hashem enables it to be in existence, our feelings about ourselves are no different. We're aware of our feelings because we have a brain, and once again, the brain has 100 billion cells, and each cell has 100 trillion atoms. The difference is that the feelings, the negative feelings, are not just in the brain, but they're throughout our body. So if you're having a negative feeling, you may feel it in your head, in your arms, in your chest, in your knees, in your legs, your whole body. So the first thing we need to determine is, how would you like to feel? I would like to feel that my life is more purposeful. I would like to feel that I'm a more caring person. I would like to feel more optimistic and positive. This is what I would like to feel. So first we must define where we're going. And if you have a list of positive midos or traits, it's good to kind of carry that list around so you can take it out of your pocket and look at it and decide which one or more than one you'd like to feel. And the first statement, as in fact, which is a request to Hashem, is, please, please Hashem, I would like to feel more optimistic, more hopeful. Whatever it is you'd like to feel, more positive about myself, more appreciative of my achievements. And just like in fact, the A is appreciation. But here we're going to add a dimension. So, firstly, you can draw on your inner circle. Because Hashem wants you to be a Kli Kibbol. He wants you to be someone who appreciates the gifts he's given you. So you can draw on members of your inner circle. Your friends, your parents, your teachers, your siblings, your camp counselor, whoever it may be, a grandparent, a grandmother. Take one or two or three and remember them. But I'd also like you to remember something that you've achieved in your life. A personal mountain that you have climbed. Maybe it's an honor you achieved. Maybe it's a special project, or a chesed project, or a learning project. Or something that you've done where you kind of extended yourself, went beyond what you thought were your boundaries, and you achieved something important. So, in appreciation, you should take someone, or one or two people, who are part of your inner circle, and then, perhaps, if you can, think of an achievement. Personal achievement, personal triumph. Think about them. And I'd like you to say, Hashem, thank you for these gifts. Because the achievement you acquired, because Hashem helped you acquire it. We don't do anything on our own. And certainly members of our inner circle, Hashem, sends these people into our lives so we can develop into who our potential really is. And we say, Hashem, I appreciate these gifts that you've given me, these people, these achievements. It shows me that you love me. You understand? what we're saying here. We're saying that all the gifts he gives you in life, your ability to achieve anything, and all the people he has sent into your life, he's done it for one purpose, because he loves you. And you're saying, Hashem, I appreciate these gifts, these people, these achievements. It shows me that you love me. And so we have P as in please, Hashem, A as in appreciation, and now Hashem answers you with a G, and the G stands for gifts. And Hashem says, and you're imagining Hashem is talking to you, saying, yes, I did give you these gifts because I love you, so that you can achieve the feeling that you desire, that you can live in the feeling you desire of being optimistic, caring, thoughtful, good about yourself. In other words, Hashem is telling you, all of these things you've received in your life were not haphazard. There was a reason that he sent these people into your life, which is to achieve this feeling that you want to achieve. Hashem is saying, I'm sending these people and these achievements so you can feel this. I send you these gifts so you can achieve this feeling. And now, so we have PAG, please. P, A, appreciation. G is gifts. And the last letter, S, stands for what? Stands for Simcha. And this is Hashem's last statement to you. And it's a beautiful concept. So listen closely. Hashem says to you, because when you achieve a feeling of optimism, or when you achieve a feeling of caring about yourself and caring about others, and when you have a feeling of having a purposeful and meaningful life, then that gives me simcha. You are mesameach Hashem. The word is nachas ruach. When a person does a mitzvah, does a chesed, it gives Hashem simcha. It gives Hashem nachas ruach. Because we have fulfilled the purpose of our lives. When we daven well, it gives Hashem simcha and nachas ruach. And nachas ruach means that Hashem is proud of what we've achieved. Imagine a parent sending a young child off to school, first day of school, and the child is outfitted so beautifully with the right school uniform and the right book bag or knapsack, whatever this child is taking. And the child is just feeling wonderful, and the parent sends him off or her off. And later that day, the child comes home, and the child is beaming from ear to ear. How was your day? It was a wonderful day in school. That parent feels simcha, because that parent loves the achievements of that child. That's what being a parent is all about. And when you feel good about yourself, when you feel your sense of mission, your sense of purpose, your sense of optimism, your sense of caring about yourself and caring about others, right? Or trust, or whatever else you feel, that is what I call a feeling of eternity. These are the feelings we take with us to Olam Haba. When you feel that, Hashem feels simcha, nachas ruach, the parent who's greeting the child coming home from school, a successful day in school. What nachas, what joy the parent has. What pride that the parent has. And this is what Hashem feels when we do pages when we tap into that positive feeling, because we used the inner circle, we used our triumphs, our victories, to transform that those niggling, nagging thoughts that have been running through our minds and whole bodies and feelings over so many years. So once again, pages, P-A-G-E, we don't use the E, S, for please, acceptance, gifts, and simcha. And I'd like you to write it down along with the statements. Please, Hashem, help me with this feeling, achieve this positive feeling, and then we do acceptance, appreciation. I appreciate the gifts that you've given me, and it shows me that you love me, right? And then the gift says, yes, Hashem says, I gave you these gifts because I love you. And the S is, and when you achieve these states of mind, when you achieve this positive feeling, it gives me great simcha. That's why I brought you into the world. So this is pages. You'll find that when you use pages, then you begin to beam inside. And when you beam inside, then you become a beacon of light, of light and life for your spouse. As I said before, we can't love our spouse or our children any more than we love ourselves. The potential to love ourselves is there. Hashem put it into us. We call it Tzelem Elokim. But we have to be able to access it, even though we can be overrun by powerful negative feelings. Pages enables you to transform those negative feelings into positive feelings about yourself. And when you do that, in the course of the marriage, you'll find that you are enhancing the marriage and also enhancing Shalom Bayis. Guess what's Shalom Bayis? Shalom Bayis means that I feel Shalom inside and you feel Shalom inside. And together, the Shalom that we both feel inside, we experience from each other and with each other. That's what Shalom Bayis is. It's not an external manifestation only. It's an external manifestation of an internal reality, of inner peace, of inner positivity. And this is the third guiding light of pages.